I've definitely become more caring in the last week.
Hello?
Oh my God. Billy.
Yeah.
It's Tony and Ryan.
Oh, Billy, didn't even fucking ring. I was talking about my dog. I'm so sorry.
I've been sitting here waiting for you guys to call.
Yeah, Tony was late.
Billy, please don't be so passive aggressive.
Don't take it out on Billy. Billy, will you approve this podcast?
Only if I can tell you a joke.
Ultimatum.
Yeah, no one's ever put the pressure on. Go.
All right, Billy, lay it on us.
What is green and could kill you if it fell out of a tree?
Ryan's asshole.
The pool table.
I mean, she ain't wrong.
I mean, all right, will you approve the podcast now?
Yeah.
All right, I approve the podcast, but only for Tony.
Fucking right,
I don't.
Hey, it's Billy from Timboon on the Great Ocean Road, and I approve this podcast.
All right, welcome to the show, and it's about to get frustrating for one of us in here.
Yeah, it's better not be me. I can't handle that today. No. It's Monday. I can't.
When you give advice, have you been in this situation, Tony? Have you been in this situation listening? You've given someone advice, they've ignored it, you were right in the end. You say, hey, don't work at that place. I heard the boss is an arsehole. And they go, no. Like, how bad could it be?
Yeah.
And then 2 months later, they're like, oh, it's fucked. And you're like, I tried to. Don't buy that brand of T-shirt. They shrink. Get the other one. They go, no, it'll be fine. It'll fit right.
And then even on little things, you're like, oh, no, don't buy that all brand or whatever because that one goes real soggy or something.
Yeah, that restaurant sucks. Don't date that guy. I've heard bad things. Nah, he's lovely.
Oh.
And then 2 months later, like, it turns out he was a prick. And you're like, I told you so.
But the worst thing is that when people say to you, I've made the wrong choice. I've bought the T-shirt that shrinks and now I don't know what to do. And
are you supposed to be sympathetic?
Exactly. Like, do you then take that on and go, oh, my God. Like,
you poor thing.
Who knew? What a shame, you know? And then
who knew? And you're pointing to yourself.
But then you can't wait until, you know, you open a bottle of champagne 2 months later and you go, oh, like, girls gone wild.
Yeah.
And then they go, fuck, those T-shirts were so shit. You go, what the fuck did you tell you? So.
Yeah. And I've said this before and I'll say it 100 times again. The saying, I hate to say I told you so, bullshit. Saying I told you so is actually a fucking good move. Makes you feel good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that how you live your life? You like telling people that you're glad that they were wrong?
Let me put it this way, Tony. You say, don't get that shirt. They shrink.
Yeah.
And then I come in and go, oh, the shirt shrunk.
Oh.
Don't tell me there's not a little part of you that gone,
someone should have said something.
It's a little bit satisfying in the pettiest of ways. And if you're saying it's not, you're lying.
I think that I'm a better person than you. So I feel like I wouldn't get satisfaction from that because, like, I just like to be supportive of my best mate, Ryan.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad you've said that on the record.
Yeah.
We'll see how you behave in the next 5 minutes.
Oh.
Because you've given me some advice and I have not taken it on board and I have...
Okay, I want to change what I said earlier.
Yeah, right. That's why I was like, I'm trying to give you an opportunity to jump on the good ship.
Oh, my God. Settle in. Grab a thick shake, everyone.
What did I say last week about keys and locking stuff?
That you never lock anything. You don't even take your keys anywhere with you. You haven't had a key to the office at work for ages because it was like on your desk. And I said, what if you ever get here and I'm not here first? And you went, I'll swipe. And I was like, well, what if you need to come here late at night because you've forgotten something? You were like, oh, that won't happen.
I never lock the door at my mum's house.
No.
Because I don't lock stuff because it just doesn't. Then you have to unlock it when you get back.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Mm. And that freaked you out a little bit.
No, because it's just not only is it like stupid because that's just what locks are for.
Yep.
Like it's not safe.
So when you come to my house, what do you do when you get there?
I knock and go, hello, just in case you're naked.
Mm.
And then I just walk in. And I'm pretty sure that if I ever like knocked and waited that you'd probably just like scream out and be like, can you just fucking let yourself in?
Yeah. I think I actually said to you once, you texted and like, oh, I'm just out the front. And I was like, well, then fucking come inside.
Yeah.
And it was real like funny about. I'm like, are we friends or not, mate?
Yeah.
Just come on in. And my house is your house.
I think once that I was, my internet wasn't working or something. Yep. And you were like, oh, I'd be offended if you didn't. And you weren't even home. Yep. You're like, you know where we like keep the key, mate? You fucking just let yourself
in. You just go in and do what you gotta do.
Can you feed Beach while you're there?
So I'm very trusting of the public and people and whatever.
Which is ridiculous, yeah.
And you've warned me the consequences.
Oh, my God, what happened?
I've been robbed.
What? Your house?
The scooter was stolen.
Oh, I fucking told you so. I have fucking oh, my God. Pop the fucking champagne because it's 2 months later. Okay, so we did this video and we got scooters, right? And so we use them to commute everywhere because you don't have a car.
Parking's bad around here.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, this is the best day of my life. I'm happy that you've lost that scooter. You deserve that. And then, you come over to my house and I live on a busy street.
Yep, in an apartment building.
And there's millions of people coming and going all the time. And I'd be like, oh, bro, where's your scooter? And you'd be like, oh, I just left it out the front. I'm like, oh, did you lock it or anything? And you're like, nah. Who's going to take something that's not theirs? Assholes. Carla Contis of the world will take things that aren't theirs. And you did this all around town, you'd just leave your scooter random places.
When I got my hair cut at the barber the other day, I just stopped at the front of the barber and, parked the scooter. And the barber goes, did you want to bring it in? And I go, no, it's fine. And he goes, oh, okay. He goes, because he rode a scooter as well. And he's like, mine's out the back. And he showed me and he's got his scooter's a bit better than ours.
Was it like an e-scooter?
Yeah, but was like a real good nice one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, he's there all day. But I was like, oh, we can see it. It's fine. And he goes, oh, I've just heard some things. So just know that if you ever want to bring it in, that's totally fine.
Can I please ask whereabouts the barber was?
The barber's on Swan Street just down here.
Okay, so.
That's not where I was stolen, though. But example,
sorry.
Everywhere I go, I just leave it out the front.
Literally. But see how people, random people, that like that guy doesn't care about you.
Well, he did.
No, but that guy doesn't care about you. Yeah. And he was still like, you're a fuckhead for leaving. He didn't care about the possibility of the scooter being stolen. He was like, are you sure you don't want to just bring that inside?
It's common sense for him.
Yeah.
So,
this is the best time of life.
I thought it might be.
Oh.
And I see you have changed your tune slightly.
Yeah.
I was at Vic Gardens at the shopping centre.
What the fuck?
So I rode to Vic Gardens and I needed to get, an adapter or a cable or something from JB Hi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Bridge goes.
That's a great JB Hi-Fi at the Vic Gardens. It really is.
And it was at that door at the back there for those playing along at home near Fitness First.
Oh, near the pet shelter things.
Yeah.
Have you seen them? It's actually crazy. Yeah. They've got these little automatic dog kennels. So if you've got your dog, you can't take it into the shop. You put it in there.
Yeah.
You pay $5 for 20 minutes or whatever. So
next to that is a little bike rack.
Yeah.
And the scooter.
So that you can lock your bike to it.
There were locks there, and so I just put it there. There's a huge security camera looking over it from both Victoria Gardens and the Fitness First.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm darkening to get a USB adapter. Bridge is like, hey, grab me some sushi while you're there.
Yep.
5 minutes in and out.
Yeah. You wouldn't have even thought that. You would have just left. You can't tell me, honestly, that that even went through your mind.
No.
You would have just pulled up there and put the scooter down.
Put the scooter down, walked in, got the stuff, came back.
But
gone. I tell you what's really annoying, and I shouldn't admit this. I only just got a helmet the other day. Well, I'd borrow helmets or I'd use yours and stuff, but I hadn't had my own.
Yeah.
And I literally, the day before, was like, hey, it's time to get serious.
Yeah.
I'm getting a helmet.
It was after I fell off my scooter.
Yeah.
And you were like, did you hit your head? And I was like, yeah, luckily I was wearing my helmet.
And I was like, that sounds like a good idea. So I went and invested in a helmet, and then they left the helmet, the thief.
The helmet was still on the ground. The thief was cool.
scary. So I was like, oh. So I look, and when I got there was like, it was school holidays.
Youths.
And I actually looked at one and was almost about ready to be like.
You took my fucking scooter.
No, I saw him before I went in. And I almost was like, if you fucking touch that scooter, I'll fucking kill you. But obviously didn't. But he had that youthy fucking.
Oh, yeah. Baggy clothes.
Baggy clothes. Oh. And what's that? Rebel without a cause. Just looking to cause trouble for no.
It an Eshe? What's that?
What is an Eshe?
I don't know.
He was wearing Adidas pants.
Yeah, which I think feel that's an Eshe is. Energy. Yeah, but do they Eshe? E-scooter? Eshe?
E-shooter. I feel like those punk kids. Fuck, I've never sounded older. He didn't need the scooter. He's just like looking to cause trouble.
And you know
trouble.
They probably just fucked around on it for like 10 minutes and then ditched it somewhere. So or sold it on Gumtree.
I'm going to fucking get on Gumtree.
Yeah, I would. Did you save the serial number? Because there's a barcode underneath where you can save your serial number so you can call the police and create a police report. I've done it with every single Apple thing that I own. I know the IME code.
Will it have it on the app?
No. No.
Okay. Because you know how you need the app to like use a lot of the e-scooter? Mm-hmm. Like you log in and you can change the speed and the...
Yeah.
So they don't have the app. They don't have the charger.
Yeah.
Like it's actually, it'll run out of gas and it'll be just fucking useless.
Yeah.
And you're not just going to roll in to the place and be like, oh, I just need a new charger for this.
Yeah. So I actually, so there's like a sticker on top of our e-scooter with like a QR code.
Yeah.
So that you can download the app.
Yeah.
I actually took that sticker off because I was like, people are just going to download the QR code, download the app and be like, cool, I can use this now.
Oh, see, my theory was if they see the QR code, they'll go, oh, I can't log in. Because they don't know that, because like if you log in and it'll be like, oh, this isn't your scooter. Because you might need the app.
Oh, well, why wouldn't they just download the app?
Well, then it might ask for a login or something. I don't know. It just seemed like too many steps.
Sure.
Whereas if it's just a bike, you just start pedaling.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But also, I mean, if it was locked, then they couldn't have done
it. They couldn't have
anything.
Done it, but it wasn't. It wasn't locked. It was just sitting there.
Wouldn't it be a funny twist of this story if I stole the scooter?
If you had to bring
I'm going to teach this boy a lesson.
And then Torps just rides it into the studio now. Goes, oh, it'll look a little something like this. So I am going to get the Vision.
Oh, have you contacted Vic Gardens?
I will.
Yep.
But it was in front of a security camera. I know the time. I know the look of this punk. And then afterwards I went, because I thought they might ride it for 5 minutes and just like throw it in the garden.
Yeah.
So I looked at the gardens. I looked in the rivers and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So I have something to say.
You do have the scooter.
No, I don't. But like,
I hate how much you're loving this, by the way.
We've talked about like youths in the shopping centre before.
Yeah.
And most people know that I'm obviously quite anxious. Mm. Do you feel really like embarrassed to think that, like, so you walk out, you got your backpack on, you're holding Bridget's sushi, you've got your USB and your receipt from JB Hi-Fi, and you walk out and then like you look, see the scooter's gone and you go, motherfucker, like the scooter's gone. But like, are you just imagining all the kids watching you like, oh, that fucking
idiot,
old
dick. One idiot.
Like that old fuckhead, they're like watching you from afar.
Absolutely.
And you, like, do you feel embarrassed about that? So, like, because you've walked out and you're like, it's like being stood up for a date, but everyone knows that they're not coming.
Well, it's like everyone else in the restaurant going, see that lady sitting on the table by herself?
Yes.
How embarrassing.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely, I felt that. But we've also discussed on this podcast, the only thing worse than walking past a bunch of youths at the shopping centre is walking past a bunch of youths at the shopping centre who then laugh as you walk past.
Yeah, and you wonder, have I pooed?
Have I pooed? Yeah. Are my pants on? What have I done? So next time the youths laugh, I'm like, do they know where the scooter?
They know.
And they're just laughing at me. Oh, look at that. That's the guy we stole the scooter from.
Oh, my God. I would have passed away. Did you eat the sushi as a treat?
Well, I didn't end up getting sushi. I got a hot meal for Bridget. But then I was like, well, now I can't get home in time. It'll get cold, so I may as well eat it now.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then...
That's just being sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she can't have cold food.
No. God forbid.
And what do I do in a crisis? I panic eat. What do I do when I'm stressed? I eat. That's what I do. I'm an eater.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Why don't you just call me? Because I could have just come and picked you up and dropped you off or something.
Because I didn't want to rob you of the... Ironically,
don't say wrong.
Of the glory.
Oh yeah, no, I appreciate
of
that.
Of you being able to say on the podcast
that I was right and I fucking told you so. That is good, actually. I'm a changed woman.
Hey, it's Billy from Tim Boone on the Great Ocean Road, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. You can join at the link in our show notes. You can check it out. There's lots of good shit over there. And a few
just touch it.
That's the
free scooters.
The spiel. Oh, How to Escape Youths is the blog this week. Thank you to Lizzie Yates, Nisa Gunningham, Leah, Stacey. Thank you so much. Louise Drysdale, Glenn Berger. Sorry, just on Stacey. Do you remember that song? Like,
Stacey's mum has got it going on.
Glenn Berger, thank you. Rachel Green. Oh, my God, like from Friends.
Oh, my God.
is Jennifer Aniston part of our Patreon? Sam Volhoffer, Bailey Homer, Heather F. and Beatrice Spinett. Thank you so much for being part of our Patreon.
Not only are they Patreons, but they're also suspects.
Dun, 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 dun,
I'm looking for a thief.
Wow. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum.
I always just get freaked out that Ice-T is in Law
the
and
face
Order.
Comes up at the end.
Yeah, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So it's he. No one who has brought an album out in 25 years.
Sometimes Chubbs and I go, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love. And we do the whole song.
So the whole song is Love You, and then it's like, dun dun, special victims. Yeah. I loved you a little too much. Yeah. It is very cute.
Yeah.
Very, very cute.
So they're all the people, a few of our champion tappers. Yep. There's heaps of shit over there, and they can vote on the movies that we watch and we talk about and I rap about every Monday.
Yeah. Now, don't tell me we're not creative and run out of ideas, but this week's category of movies was movies available in Tony and Ryan's hotel on the room service directory thing, which
so
are free.
We
didn't want to pay for the good ones.
Oh, no, we haven't paid for them. So not at all.
No, so there was Elvis. That's a pretty recent movie, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
The Batman with Tony's ex, Robert Pattinson, Encanto, and Queen Pins.
Yeah. So Ryan's picks were obviously Elvis and the Batman.
Yep.
And I know that you only picked the Batman because you already watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, how good would this be if everyone, I watched it in the hotel and then I was like, how good if everyone chose that?
And then
I'm like,
I've already watched it.
Oh, I'm 3 days ahead.
Yeah. Like, how satisfied do you feel?
Nah.
So Ryan and I spent a couple of days in Sydney. These are the movies that are available. We thought, oh, what a great excuse. Queen Pins was just some shit movie in the comedy section. And correct me if I'm wrong, I did send this tube that the tagline of the movie was like, when couponing goes criminal.
If I had read the tagline, I would have pumped it up a bit more because that tagline got me.
I texted it to you.
Yeah, but I just read the
you
headline.
You don't, yeah, the
yeah,
headline.
I just read the headline. So Queen Pin's got 2%. 64% was the winner in Canto. Well done.
Yeah, runaway winner.
Runaway winner. Mark Halamimik. That's his name.
Okay, sticking to it.
Is this, because I wrote this movie's available in Tony and Ryan's hotel. Is available how it's written, how Ryan spells it? Because he's got it wrong. However, because the winning movie was Encanto, he might not know this, but he actually spelt it the Spanish way.
Oh,
and a few people
God.
Have said, oh, was that like a subtle? Because sometimes I give clues of like what to.
No, you don't.
Well, because you know how I'll say, oh, don't choose this one.
We don't do that.
Oh, sorry. No, we don't.
We don't sway
we don't.
The vote.
However, a few people have picked up on the misspelling and gone, yeah, the movie's based in Colombia and they speak Spanish. So to Mark, who said that, Emily and Francis, who messaged that, and Kaya. Yes, that was a clue. A subtle little clue.
Ryan can't even keep his eye on a fucking 20-kilo scooter that doesn't move unless you're on it. I don't think that he used the Spanish spelling for available. Let's
you've
not give
incepted.
Him too much fucking
See,
credit,
you
I feel.
You don't even know and you've been incepted. That's how sneaky I am. You got. You won't know or appreciate this. The main character is voiced by the same actress who is Rosa in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh! Really?
And Rosa in Brooklyn Nine-Nine is like such a specific character, like very dark, straight, like no personality.
Yeah.
Like
dry.
Very dry.
Yeah.
And then the actress in real life is like, it's even when you're looking at them, you cannot comprehend they are the same person.
Yeah, sure.
So the fact that this dry police detective badass is, who's the main character? Mirabella? Is that how I pronounce it? Yeah.
Mirabelle. Yeah.
Mirabelle. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. This is crazy. I can't wait to tell. Oh, yeah, Tony doesn't like good TV shows, so she won't care. But it's Rosa from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Right. That's good. People will appreciate that fact.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to tell facts on this podcast, but you told a fact last week and today, so that's good.
Well, that's not a fact. Well, it is a fact, but it's not.
Well,
like
it was because you said
section.
Fun fact.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Well, anyway,
what do you think of the movie?
I really like. So this movie got like heaps of hype when it came out. I think because it was one of the first like Disney movies that wasn't just like the big blue eye, blonde hair, like princess thing.
I see those videos where it's the kid like pointing at the TV screen and being like, "Mirabelle
like
looks
me.
Like me. She's got curly hair."
And I also read a lot of stuff about people saying that Elisa, I think the sister who's really, really strong.
Yeah.
Lots of people were like, oh, like she looks different and she kind of looks like me. And she like they drew her with like hair on the back of her neck and like dark hair on her arms and stuff. And that's like really special for people to see.
Also, the
representation.
If someone was drawn like that previously, they would have been like the big, scary, tough, bad guy.
Yes.
And she is actually like a bit
lovely
of a sweetheart.
And
I didn't really think about that.
Yeah. So it was really nice to see, like, yeah, that person wasn't a villain, I guess. I just thought it was the sweetest movie.
I'll tell you who was the villain. The grandma is a bit of an Encanto, if you ask me.
A Abuela? Yeah.
She was mean. She was judgy.
Yeah.
And she didn't. And so, just to confirm, and spoiler alert, Mirabelle's superpower was being herself. Is that what happened?
Well, that's what I kind of took out.
Yeah, is that
of
what
it.
I'm getting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was a sweetheart.
Yeah. And like, also just like.
Being Tony Lodge is your superpower.
I've been ripped off. I'd like a refund.
Take me back to the. I want a new door.
But like, yeah, just so caring, and the way that like she just tried to look after everybody. And when she gave Antonio that little tiger that she made.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like right at the beginning when she.
When the kid, is Antonio the little brother?
Yeah, the little boy.
When he looks over and goes, I need you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And everyone's like, shoot me, he's dead. Not supposed to talk to it. Like this is just supposed to be him walking down. And then like Mirabelle walks out and she's like holding her hand. She's like, we've got this. Like.
Yeah. What a sweetheart. That when he said, I need you.
Oh,
I almost passed away.
It was just like such a sweet fucking movie. Such a sweet movie.
Shame as a musical.
Oh, see, I knew that this would happen. So lots of people message us a lot on Patreon and say, what about this for the next movie category for the Movie Monday? Oh, we've never called it that. Called it that from now on.
Movie Monday.
They're like, here's a category. And it's always like musicals or Disney movies or whatever. And I was like, I'm not like one of those like Disney adults. Mm. Don't get me fucking wrong. I'm not like Disney. Oh, that's my personality. Yeah. Oh. I hate that. But
just a simple no would be fine.
So how do you feel about it?
Yeah, yeah.
But then when I saw this on the thing, I was like, this might be a really good excuse to like sneak one in. And then when I said to you, did you watch it yet? You were like, no, I'll watch it like when I get home tonight. And I was like, it is a musical. Mm-hmm. And you were like, oh, is it?
Yeah.
Like you weren't happy that I'd like hoodwinked you.
Yeah, I did feel
musical.
Hoodwinked. I like that you didn't mention that until it had won the vote and I'd done the Spanish spelling of available.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Thank you so much.
Because the Batman, surprisingly, no musical numbers.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
It is a shame.
Could you imagine, like, oh, Batman, why do you feel so tortured? And he's like, when I was a young boy.
Hang on.
What?
Isn't Elvis a musical?
Oh. I mean, it probably would be.
You put a musical in too.
Is it a musical or is it just a movie that has music in it?
But like.
Because musicals use songs to tell stories.
Yeah, but like when you watch like. Because have you seen like Rocket Man?
Yeah.
Or like I think Bohemian Rhapsody is the same.
Both of those I would categorize as just good movies.
But like.
Because I like them.
But the music tells the story and you have to watch them all dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
Especially Rocket Man. Rocket Man is a great fucking movie.
Yeah,
it's
there
so
you go.
Depressing
I love
though.
Both those movies. Yeah, that
so Elvis, so yeah, so there was kind of two musicals in there this week. By accident.
By accident. Like in first and second as well.
That's interesting. People want musicals. Next week, should we do musicals?
What about musicals that will convince Ryan that musicals are good? Like this is your chance. This week is your chance to convince. Like pick your best musicals, put your best foot forward, and I will happily, if you can nail it and I enjoy it, I'll be like, hey, maybe I'm a changed man. What is the musical that makes you like musicals?
Oh.
There's your chance.
I mean, immediately I go to Phantom of the Opera, the one with Emmy Rossum and Gerard Butler and like the one that they turned into a film.
Mm-hmm. I did like the Blues Brothers when I was a kid.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Send in your music. But my pick, my option is Phantom of the Opera. That's my very favourite show.
So
I've seen it everywhere.
The theatre show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was like, I've got a DVD and I just take it with me everywhere. I've seen it everywhere.
Yeah, no, whenever I'm in a city and it's on, I always go. It's actually on in Sydney at the moment and I couldn't get tickets while we were up there.
Did you looked?
Yeah.
Where was it on?
It's like on at the Opera House.
Oh my, that would be special.
Yeah. Anyway.
The first musical number in Encanto.
The Family Madrigal one.
Okay, so how do you say the M word?
Madrigal.
The way they say it.
Madrigal.
Yeah, because I didn't know what the word was and I was like, I wouldn't say not watching, but I was, you know, I was like passively watching.
Oh, sorry, I pay attention to what we watch.
Yeah, so it was, it kind of sounded like money. And so when she's singing, I'm from family,
family money.
I'm from family money. And I was like, oh, fucking preach it, sister.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, are ya?
What?
Preach it like as in like you can relate.
No, I just mean like own it.
Oh, but right.
Just like she's some rich bitch like, I'm from family money. I got family money. Rolling around at Columbia in a Rolls Royce.
Wasn't Fergie.
I know. But that's what I heard. It's like, I'm from, it's like, oh, usually that's like a, hey, just be cool.
Yeah.
But no, she's
from, loving it.
I'm from family money.
Right.
And then I Googled it and I was like, ah, nah, that's not it. And it kind of makes sense because then I watch it and they're like living in a tree and stuff. I mean, beautiful tree nonetheless, or like the trees, but it just didn't look like the surrounds of someone singing I'm from family money.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
And that's my take of the movie.
It's actually quite a big shift from the fact that you spelt available the Spanish way on purpose.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you thought that she was saying, I'm from family money.
I'm from family money.
Interesting.
F. What's this Fergie song? G L A M O U S. Glamorous.
That is not how the song goes, and it's not how you spell glamorous.
G and a bunch of other letters. Fergie.
I was actually thinking of the song, you got that MILF money is what I was thinking. The one that Kim Kardashian's in.
That was the second number.
Yeah, it was.
I'm from family money.
It's actually the,
I've got that MILF money.
The encore after the credits. You remember when movies used to do, like on Shrek, how like if you watch all the credits, then it's them.
Yeah, it's them. Doing like bloopers and singing them.
Yeah. Would you like that MILF money? Would you like to, instead of my rap about Encanto, would you like me to rap the entire of the song MILF Money? Heard you in the mood for a little milkshake. Welcome to the Dairy Judge's MILF Factory. I love that song.
Apparently so. Wow. Maybe we should just do the video.
Whip it in the front door, whip it in the back door, whip it, look at, hey, didn't want to make you nervous. You motherfucker, you got the MILF money. Please don't do anything with that footage.
No, I was just about to say I feel greedy that I'm the only one who got the visual of that number and the shake you did on the beat and like,
oh yeah,
oh, shit,
it's a really good song.
I wish I had brought my sunglasses because I'm almost been blinded.
Yeah, by the light.
Don't make today's episode is not a musical.
Oh,
I know,
sorry.
I sort of started this, but
yeah,
you fucking ended it. So we will do Encanto by MC Tony Lodge. Here we go.
T Lodge, Encanto.
Whoa.
Woo.
Columbia.
Another kids movie that's fucking cool. Ooh. The only way I could get Ryan to watch a musical. We don't talk about Bruno, you know. The Family Madrigal, Antonia Chester and Amals. Mirabelle doesn't have a special gift. Boy, wouldn't that make you feel like shit. Things all start to fall apart, especially when the candle goes out.
Yeah.
You. Beep.
What are you doing this up? I don't know, I might head up.
Or when you're coming out to your family, guys, I'm ready to come out. Did you want me to do something? Because I'm actually just heading out.
I don't want to have children. You better pull out.
What kind of fish do you like? Because I like trout. You know when you're famous and you got a lot of clout?
Oh, look at that cute little pig and his cute little snout.
Hey, where are you? Oh, I'm actually art in a bath.
I'm building a new bathroom. I'm trying to decide what colour grass between the tiles. I I'm going.
Oh, no need to shout.
I'm going hiking. Where are you going? Mount Kosciuszko.
Mount.
Is that not close enough? Fine.
Sorry. That shout. Sorry, the shout.
I've been drinking too much beer. I think in my foot I've got some gout.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Ooh. Tip me over, pour me out. I just laughed so hard I almost threw up.
Things you love to see.
Things you love to see. Oh my goodness.
Did you almost throw up?
Yeah, that was really, that was a lot.
No, you go.
After you. After you.
This lady sends a tweet.
Yep. Oh,
her name
and
is
don't they all?
Tiger Tay. And she goes, isn't it weird how we pay money to see other people? And Jim replies and goes, do you mean like sex work or like concerts or
yeah,
like
Billie
movies
Eilish
or something?
Yeah.
And she goes, nah, glasses.
I mean,
I just didn't see that coming, and no, I just,
well,
I don't know.
You should have put your glasses on.
Yep.
You hadn't paid your money to see other people coming. Fuck, that's.
And I don't know why that did me in for about 10 minutes.
You know when people say stuff, and even though it's like not really right, you're like, well, you're not wrong.
So you're not wrong. And I think the thing is that Tiger Tay was just stating a fact. She wasn't like trying to be clever.
No.
And then, so the person replying is like, do you mean this or so this? And then, there's all these comments being like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is weird. Play on.
Yeah.
I also have a tweet to share from at Darth Lux.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, crying in an Uber, which is horrible, right? Attached a photo.
Oh, is she okay?
And I'm going to show you, I'm going to show this to you before I explain it. So this is on the back of an Uber. And
do you want me to read it?
Oh, yeah, you may.
So on the back of the Uber, there's a drawing. Oh,
like
okay,
on the back of the driver's seat?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just, because there's like a photo within the photo. So there's a photo of the driver. And then there's a drawing around it that says, my daddy is my hero. He is learning your language. Thanks you for your patience. That is beautiful.
So obviously this guy's like son or daughter said like, oh, dad, I'll make you something for the car because like you're doing so well. Because imagine how frustrating it would be trying to serve like people and talk to people and get directions when you're not super confident in a language yet. Mm. I just thought that was so fucking sweet. If you got into an Uber and that was on there, like I'm almost, there's part of me.
Yeah, what would you do?
No, there's part of me that's like, is this a scam? Because I'm tipping this guy.
That guy's not getting tipped.
Like, I'm tipping this guy. Like, no fucking questions
Absolutely.
Asked.
Yeah, no, he knows what he's doing. He was born and bred in New York, baby.
Yeah.
It's a scam.
Forget about it.
Yeah. He doesn't even have kids. That's his own shit handwriting.
That's what I mean. He did it with his left hand.
Good try, though, bro.
Yeah, pretty close. But thanks so much for listening. Tomorrow we are doing things you could say at the pub and also in the bedroom.
Yeah. Just a quick one in advance.
Oh, apologies. Yep.
The term double fisting, does everyone know what that means?
Yeah, like two in the asshole.
No, the other one.
Double parked.
Which means?
Two drinks at once.
So I think it's an Australian thing.
Yeah, probably. So if you say, oh, I'm double fisting tonight, it means like, oh, two drinks on
the go. I've
got
a beer in each hand.
Yeah.
All right, so keep that in mind for tomorrow, spoiler alert.
Wonder what you wrote a joke about.
Well, as someone who once said something about double fisting in a bar overseas and no one else knew the other meaning.
Oh, they put two fists in your asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't walked straight since.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's tomorrow on the show. All right, we'll chat to you tomorrow.
Love you.